Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been meditating in the rosary on the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And today we take up a difficult topic, the church's teaching on suicide. If you'd like to meditate on another topic, just go to schooloffaith.com, click on Listen to today's rosary meditation, and you can select another episode. Now, the Catholic Church always distinguishes between how evil a sin is and how responsible somebody is for committing that sin. You can do something really bad, but if you don't know that it's really bad, or maybe you're not thinking straight, or maybe you're mentally ill, or maybe there's something else going on that makes it impossible to control your actions, like an addiction or something else, then, as the Catechism teaches, your responsibility and guilt for doing something really bad can be reduced or even totally removed. Grave psychological disturbances, anguish, or grave fear of hardship, suffering, or torture can diminish the responsibility of the one committing suicide. In fact, the Catechism teaches that we should not despair of the eternal salvation of persons who have taken their own lives. By ways known to Him alone, God can provide the opportunity for repentance and salvation. This is why the Church prays for persons who have taken their own lives. Now, in the last century or so, we have come to realize that many of the people who commit suicide may not be fully responsible for their actions. So, even if someone has committed suicide, we can still hope for his or her salvation. But unfortunately, we also seem to be losing sight of how abominably, horrifically evil an act it is to kill yourself. What a betrayal, what an insult to humanity, what a violation of love, and what an act of hatred it is. And as this atrocity becomes more commonplace and less remarkable, we need to remind ourselves why this is such a deep, deep transgression against the commandment, thou shalt not kill. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Thomas says that suicide is a sin against three parties: yourself, society, and God. And it's a sin against yourself insofar as you are attacking human goodness. You are good. It is never right to deliberately destroy innocent human life because a human being is good. And you are very good. We are called to love those who are closest to us. And to love someone first of all means to celebrate their existence. But we are the ones closest to us. So first and foremost, we are meant to celebrate our own existence, which essentially means being grateful for the gift of life. Morality is love of humanity. Immorality is attacking humanity. How then could it ever be moral to hate the humanity that's closest to you, to attack the humanity that's closest to you? Most people should be able to see that it's obviously immoral to hate the person closest to you and try to destroy that person's goodness. And that's, first of all, why suicide is so radically evil. Because you are the person closest to you. And you should celebrate, not attack, your own existence. The first thing we should do every day in prayer, in fact, Teresa, maybe we ought to start the rosary this way, is by thanking God and delighting in our own existence. Because we are good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Aquinas also says that suicide is a crime of injustice to society, and it surely is. Anytime somebody attacks a member of your society, it's a grave offense to you. Do you remember 9/11? What American didn't feel that personally? They attacked us by murdering those members of our society. They declared war on us. Or imagine that someone walked into your house and just shot one of your own family members point blank. How could you not take that personally? What could somebody do to you that was more egregious and hateful than kill a member of your family? But that's what suicide does. He declares war not just on himself, but on the family and the community he's part of. Every suicide leaves a trail of wreckage behind him. He leaves a crater in his community and in his family. We have this idea that the person who commits suicide is just choosing to escape, to opt out. He isn't. He's choosing to attack the people in his life. But it's not an act of escape. It's an act of aggression, of violence, of terrorism, of hate against the people he should care about most and who care about him the most. That's another reason it's so evil, because it attacks a community by murdering one of its members. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, suicide is a crime against God. If I go down and burn your house down, that's an awful crime, because it's your house, and it probably means a lot to you. Well, we belong to God, which is why murder is so awful. Because when we destroy an innocent human being, we're destroying what belongs to God, and we're destroying something that means a lot to God. Because we do mean an awful lot to God. You'd probably be upset if somebody burned down your house, but you probably don't care so much about your house that you would lay down your life to save it. But think about it. God does care that much about you. He laid down his life to save you. So how dare you think that taking what belongs to him, taking something he cares about more than his own life, and then destroy it right in front of him? What could you do that would be a greater insult to God than directly and deliberately destroying what he loves so much that he sacrificed himself on the cross to save? God has sacrificed more for his human children than for any other kind of thing. So you can't really do anything worse to God than deliberately destroy what he loves so much. And what he loves so much is you. That's what we have to remember. What he loves so much is you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One of the core ideas of St. Thomas Aquinas' thinking is the principle that the first of all actions is the act of being. Since morality is about our action, that means the first thing we are morally required to do is to exist. The first duty of life is to live. Suicide is the failure of that first privileged duty. But we can also say that as long as we're still breathing, we're at least fulfilling that first fundamental duty. We could be dead, but we're not. So at least we're doing one very important thing right. And actually, that's very consoling to me because I do a lot of things wrong. But at least I'm living. Now, there are a lot of other things, a lot of other duties, where we might feel like we're not doing such a great job. But at least we're alive. And that's a good thing. It's a beautiful baseline. The fact that you exist in the world makes the world a better place. Your family thinks so. Your community thinks so. And God knows so. You are making a fundamental good contribution to the overall goodness of the world just by being alive. So don't ever do anything to deliberately withdraw that contribution. And the number one thing we should do toward every other person is demonstrate to them over and over and never quit that we really delight in them, that we think it is good that you exist, how wonderful you are. You make the world a better place just because you're here. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the more difficult topics to reflect upon. What are your thoughts, Teresa?
I think it's interesting, and it's good that we're hitting this in a series on the commandments, and especially the fifth commandment, because honestly, it just didn't seem like that applicable of a commandment. Most of us don't struggle with killing people. Most of us. But in all seriousness, I feel like it is a growing sentiment, and especially my generation, a good percentage of people have at least considered suicide.
Yeah.
It's not just about the people who have committed suicide, but those who have attempted, considered, are considering. And I think especially in the Catholic Church, we need to be more aware of that and praying for people who are currently considering suicide.
Yeah.
Because it's something you always look back on and you say, how can we have seen that? But
there's,
it's because no one sees.
There's so many different directions we could go with this. What do you think is most important for us to discuss?
That's impossible to say. One of my first thoughts is just, I think it's a misunderstanding of what it, the issue with killing, because right off the bat, isn't it, I think it's technically illegal to kill yourself, because so that police then have a right to essentially try to stop you if it was completely fine. But it says it's not about murder is not about consent, which if we're, I think we're going to eventually touch base on, are we going to talk about euthanasia?
Yes, we will.
But that it's not just about, oh, that person didn't want to die. It's just wrong to take a life. And part of that,
it's wrong to take an innocent life.
Yes, yes. You're, do you want to get into that, or is that for another?
Well, meaning that, and we will discuss, we will reflect on in our meditation, capital punishment and war. And I don't want to make a big digression, but that we, there are situations where to protect people, we have no alternative but to take a life. So, for example, if somebody came in here right now with a gun to shoot you and I had a gun, I would have to take their life.
Yeah.
And so it's the commandment is basically thou shalt not murder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there may be moments where you have to take a life.
Yeah, but it's a good, I'm really glad that you gave this perspective in the meditation, that it's not just, we look at it as this escape, or you end it, so you end the pain, but really it's not just passing the pain on to other people. Genuinely, you are, like, look at your family, look at your mother. You're not just taking yourself away from your mother. Imagine killing someone in your mother's life.
Yes.
Imagine killing someone your mother knows, and then you walk away and you never comfort her for it.
Yeah.
That's what suicide is. It's not just getting out of it for your own sake. It's not just putting it on other people. You are killing someone that other people love, or at least it's just hard to, I've seen how it affects communities after someone has passed.
Yes.
But especially with suicide, there's this blame.
Yeah.
And it really changes everything about the time you've spent together.
Yeah.
It doesn't end the damage, but many people on that journey aren't really thinking about that. They're thinking about so many other things. But to remind them that all that does is bring more pain. Yeah. Certifiably, that is proven. It will just bring more pain. You are guaranteed only pain by taking that route. But if you stay, like you said, life, just to live, will be enough, even if it hurts beyond belief.
Yes.
Because in living, there's an opportunity for good down the road, but there is no good for you or your loved ones in this situation. Not even a numbness, not even an escape.
Right. That's just the thing. It's not an escape.
It's not even an escape.
But this is what Satan does to us, is he gets us so confused about reality. See, he's so distorted. This is why he's a liar and a murderer.
Yeah.
Because he gets us so distorted in reality that we choose the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why one of the most important aspects of Catholic spirituality and morality is that we're continually trying to put ourselves into reality, not our misperception of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the reality is, you are unimaginably good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't just have to bring ourselves back to reality. We have to bring others to that reality.
Yes.
It is very, very important that you're always reminding people. Because I feel like I talk to people who have been in that place before, and it's always like, oh, like, why? You know you can reach out to me, right? Like I'm here. But in the moment, they just don't believe that.
Yeah.
So to constantly, even when things seem fine, just remind people whatever you need. And you have to really look them in the eye. You can't just say, hey, buddy, I'm there for you. It's,
yeah.
Hey, whatever you need, any time of day, any time of night. I know you can't give everything to a person, but if you're in a place like that, know that I will be there for that.
No, we're on audio, so you couldn't see me roll my eyes, the audience, but I rolled my eyes because we can do that with a small group of people.
Yes. And it can be hard because they feel like a burden, and sometimes you have a lot of things happening at once, and it's devastating, especially when it's not often one fight or one battle.
No.
Usually it's recurring.
Yeah. And it could be many years. Yeah.
So really you need to, I guess, ideally create a web of people. If you're struggling with it, or if you know someone who's struggling with it, they need more than one person.
Yeah.
And they need a web and a community around them.
That's absolutely right. And this is why I think we need to first reflect on who are the people that God has placed in our life,
mm-hmm.
and then make a deeper commitment to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Regardless of how painful
mm-hmm.
the past was or the present with them, God put you with people
yeah.
for a reason. And we have to make the commitment, come hell or high water, we're going to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing is, let's make a commitment, no matter what, to the people God has already placed in our lives. And then, no matter what the past was, forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know it sounds crazy, but find whatever pleasing aspects there are in them and delight in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have patience.
A lot of patience. I also think...
But you know why? Because we're broken people.
You're on your 21 Pilots kick again. But I will actually say, I was thinking of 21 Pilots because they have an incredible song about suicide called Neon Gravestones that I really recommend listening to because it handles the topic in a very unique way that it's... In the media, obviously, suicide is always, it's always in the news, and it's always, it's hitting our celebrities, yes. and it's hitting small communities across the board. But they make a really good point that you can't glorify it because so many people are reaching, there's a lot of facets to it, but for instance, you mentioned the aggression of it.
Mm-hmm.
They, in a way, I think most people in that state want to lash out because they think it will do something and it will change something, that this is it. There's almost an intention and awareness of that aggression.
Yeah.
Like, I will make them see.
Yeah.
But there's also we immediately turn the story once someone has passed.
Yeah.
And then people see, oh, everyone will know my name and everyone will adore me and sanctify me in this. But that song, I think, handles the subject well, that really, instead of focusing so much on suicide, we should focus more on life.
Exactly.
And it ends the whole song just by saying, find your grandparents or someone of age. I think, thank them for the path they've paved. But saying that you need to just be with the people in your life, just appreciate the people who are dedicated to life. It's really beautiful.
You know, I know a lot of 21 Pilots songs.
Yeah.
I've only heard that one once or twice. I'd forgotten about it, but I agree with you. Everyone should listen to that 21 Pilots song, Neon Gravestones, because I too like the way it ends.
Mm.
That's good.
It's a very moving piece on suicide that the conversations can be driven into one direction that's so death-focused, but to really start changing something, we have to be focused on life and that aspect.
The goodness of life and the goodness mm-hmm. of yourself and the goodness of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is, and we could end with this, that ultimately God has not made us for sorrow. God has made us for delight. And I love that. Well, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
It was delightful. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.